Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Ah, yes, my friends, conservative, not bitter indeed. It's a pleasure to be with you here today on this Tuesday. As I say that, you know, one of my good friends, he hates Tuesdays. The world is wrong with somebody who hates Tuesdays. I think I've got a daughter who hates Tuesdays. What is so bad about Tuesday? Anyway, he hates Tuesdays. It is a Tuesday. I can't do anything about that except for bring to you the best talk radio program you're going to listen to. It's good to be here with you today, my friends. Program brought to you in part, by the way, brought to you in part by MyPillow. They are having a 3-in-1 sale. They've got a limited edition product, a back-in-stock special, and a closeout deal that you're not going to find anywhere else. MyPillow bed sheets, only $29.98, any color, any size, any style, even king size. Regular, by the way, $119.98. Great savings on that. Again, only $29.98. My towels are back in stock, but not for long, my friends. You can get a six-piece My Towel set for $39.98, regular $69.98. And for the first time, get a limited edition premium MyPillow made with Giza cotton and a designer gusset. Queens are $17.98, kings $19.98. And for a limited time, when you order $100, you will get free shipping plus $100 in free digital gifts. MyPillow.com is where you can go. MyPillow.com, promo code Todd will get you those specials there. All right, what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about this settlement between YouTube and Trump. I want to talk about this because it's easy to forget, right? It's easy to forget where we've been over the course of the past, you can say 10 years with Trump. You can say 10 years, but it's easy to forget because the reason it's easy to forget for a lot of people, and I'm not insulting anyone's intelligence. Maybe some. I'm kidding. But it's easy to forget what we've been through because it is a constant barrage. It never stops. It never ceases. It never slows. In fact, it seems as though it's only getting more intense and that there are more things that are just crossing the news cycle every day. Crazy stuff. We've got a looming government shutdown, which, time permitting, I want to get to that as well, because that's an important discussion to have. But I want to talk about this YouTube thing because many of you, including myself, many of us, have been caught in this social media situation where they're silencing conservatives or Republicans, however you want to frame and discuss this. But there's a lot of that going on out there, and a lot of us have been caught up in the fray on that. And I have been as well. In fact, back in 2021, I stopped putting our content on YouTube. Now, we put YouTube Shorts up because those, of course, are usually, I mean, they're around a minute or so. I think a YouTube Short now can be up to 3 minutes. I'm not sure. I don't follow that stuff super closely, but I think it can be, it's more than 60 seconds. I do know that. But we put short clips up there to promote the show and to, you know, reach an audience on YouTube. But I'm a little gun shy. I'm gun shy to put the whole program on YouTube. You know, you build something on another platform and then you're at their, well, your content's there at their own whim. They can take it down, put it up, hide behind their interpretation of their terms and service, and then you're basically stuck not being able to speak with your audience. I don't like that. In fact, the best way to stay in touch with this program, the best way, it's great to download the podcast, but even then we got to deal with Spotify and Apple, but the best way to stay in touch with us is actually to sign up for our free email newsletter. It's totally free. It's called The Daily Truth. We might be rebranding that here in short order as we launch some other things, but for the time being, it's The Daily Truth. It'll be the same newsletter. It goes out daily. ToddHuffShow.com/truth. That's where you can go to sign up to get the free email newsletter where we share the Todd Talk there. We have kind of an expanded discussion, if you will, of the things that we spoke about here on this program. We have some other commentary. We give you some other ways to, you know, just connect with us or engage with us. You can share your thoughts and feedback. That's the easiest way to communicate. And you're not going through some third-party platform like YouTube. So that's a plug for the newsletter, but that's the best way to stay involved or directly to connect with us because of these things that we've seen on platforms like YouTube. So back in 2021, I had several YouTube videos taken down because they referenced January 6th. If you asked any questions about January 6th, if you voiced any concern about the due process of January 6th defendants, if you said anything besides Trump is a dictator who tried to overthrow our government on January 6th, your video, in my estimation and from my vantage point, was at risk of being taken down. I've been remarkably consistent, as I am with most things, my friends. We've been consistent here about what we think about the January 6th situation. There were things that happened on that day that should not have happened. The people that broke crimes, no matter who they are, should face the consequences for that. There were other people that got swept into this. They had the charges magnified, amplified. It was the more defendants, the more people that the left and the media could say were part of this insurrection, the bigger the story to tell, the more they can make it sound like we were hanging by a thread on January 6, 2021. And, you know, I've questioned that narrative from the very beginning. Of course, you watch the videos. There's some troubling things, right? There's some things that people clearly needed to be held accountable for. But then there's other things that you see and you think, what on earth is this person getting in trouble for this for? They're ushered in. The law enforcement removed a barricade or opened a door or some such thing and let people walk in to certain parts of the Capitol. Now, you might say you should have known you shouldn't be there. But on the other hand, you could think it is a public building. If the law enforcement are welcoming me in, then apparently there's a reason I can be in there. Anyway, the bottom line is you couldn't really say anything, raise any questions, have any concern about January 6th. You had to just parrot the narrative, which, of course, we're never going to do on here. And so as such, I think we had a total of 13 videos taken down. I'd have to go back and take a closer look, but I remember counting 13. And I don't know that all of 13 were related to January 6th. I know many of them were. Some were possibly connected with COVID as well. You know that that's right there in the middle of the COVID-19 situation. And I had a lot of things to say about COVID-19. I had a lot of questions to ask about COVID-19. I asked in very, very early stages. I remember talking about the efficacy of masks because I had read a study in the early days leading into COVID-19 about seven or nine previous studies that were done regarding the spread. It was a flu But of the previous seven or nine studies, I can't remember if it was seven or nine. I think it was nine. But of the previous nine studies that I had read about, that was kind of in this one summary, eight of the nine studies found that wearing masks did not stop the spread of the flu virus. In fact, one of them found it actually increased the spread of the virus because people who wore masks were more prone to touch their mask with their hands, thereby getting more germs on their hands, thereby getting more germs on other surfaces that they touched or other people that they touched. And of course, the people who got in contact with germs that way would get the flu virus as well. So I remember talking about those things in the early days, asking questions. Why is it 6 feet? Why can I wear my mask in, or had to wear my mask into a restaurant, but when I sit down, I can take it off? None of this ever made sense to me. That's the kind of stuff that platforms like YouTube, if they just decided they didn't want you saying those things, they would take it down. Now, so I've experienced, on a much smaller scale, President Trump, back in January of 2021, actually had his account suspended by YouTube, citing, quote, here's the reason they gave, a risk of incitement of violence. This was in the wake of January 6th at the Capitol building. A few months later, in July of 2021, Trump sued YouTube, Meta, Twitter for alleging censorship of conservatives. These platforms have settled with him. I think Twitter settled, I want to say, for $10 million. Meta settled, I believe, for $25 million. And YouTube just settled for $24.5 million with Trump. That's a $24.5 million payout. That means that the breakdown of that is $22 million goes to, this is great by the way, $22 million goes to the Trust for the National Mall, which is linked to Trump's White House ballroom project. So they've got $22 million for that project right there. And another $2.5 million was split, among the ACU, Naomi Wolf, and other individual plaintiffs who were a part of this suit. So, in addition to that, YouTube admits to no wrongdoing. They make no changes to their policy. They just basically say, to settle this, to put an end to this, here's $24.5 million. Now, pause all of this. I know, as a regular, normal person in our society, anytime you see a large settlement by a corporation for a lawsuit, it's interesting to talk about and to think about. I'm reminded of the lawsuit that McDonald's had back in the 90s, I believe, where someone sued and for getting hot coffee. You know, they spilled hot coffee on them. They got coffee at McDonald's. I mean, I'm paraphrasing here, but they got a coffee at McDonald's. Either the lid didn't stay on or something happened. They spilled the hot coffee on themselves. The coffee was supposedly, allegedly scalding hot, and they sued McDonald's. The coffee was too hot. Seinfeld made an episode about this. You might remember where Kramer puts a coffee or whatever it is in his pants as he's walking into the movie theater. He spills it on himself. He puts a balm on. Nobody told him to put the balm on. All that kind of stuff. Jackie Childs is his attorney. Anyway, it was part of our pop culture to discuss that, because people think, well, what do you want? Coffee's supposed to be hot, but it's too hot, and I didn't put the lid on. Is the lid deformed? I just grabbed my coffee thinking that it was going to be safe to drink and safe to, you know, hold in my hand, but the next thing I know, it spills on me and burns me. McDonald's was sued by the coffee drinker. And McDonald's settled. I think it was for, I don't know, I want to say it was for $1 million. I'm not exactly sure, but it was some large amount of money. Now, from McDonald's perspective, McDonald's didn't necessarily assume any, I don't know the details of that case, but just by settling alone, didn't claim that they did anything wrong. Basically, they were agreeing to put this to rest so that this wouldn't be in the headlines. This wouldn't be out there in the media, all that sort of stuff. The negative PR, the negative impact that it would have on the brand. McDonald's decided it was financially worth that amount of money to get this story out of the headlines. And so YouTube doesn't necessarily admit to any wrongdoing here. YouTube just says to put this behind us, to have Trump not talk about this, which of course Trump's going to say what Trump's going to say, unless there's some language here. I don't think that there is, but unless there's some language to where he can't talk about it. But just to put this behind us, let's get this, and it's worth it to them. It's worth it to them to pay $24.5 million. This was the calculation. Or maybe they looked ahead and thought if this actually goes to trial, this goes before a judge, we may have to cough up a lot more than that, potentially. I don't know, but these are the sorts of conversations and calculations that are made. But YouTube did not admit to any wrongdoing, and nothing has systematically changed at YouTube. Now, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, as I think about this, I don't know that anything should change with YouTube's terms of service. What the problem is, from my vantage point, is that YouTube selectively decides when to basically activate their terms of service. They want you to think, in fact, they kind of talk about this as a free speech platform, but they want you to believe that they're in favor of free speech, except when that speech is something that they decide they don't want people to hear. Now, I'm under no illusion here. It can't be easy to manage a platform like YouTube. I'm a huge proponent of free speech, but you immediately start thinking about things. What happens if there's obviously people who are actively promoting violence or that are recruiting for terrorist organizations? I mean, obviously you've got to do something about that. And then you start going down that path and you think, when does it become that? I mean, I want people to say, to be able to exercise free speech, but where do I draw the lines into all of these different areas? It becomes complicated. It certainly does. But then you see some of the things that are on some of these platforms. In fact, I'm reminded of all the people who have been cheering and applauding the death. In fact, some people even calling for the deaths of more conservatives. What was somebody tweeted? Was it Keith Olbermann? Tweeted at Scott Jennings, "You're next," I believe was his first tweet in the wake of the vile and evil assassination of Charlie Kirk. Keith Olbermann decided to get, I believe it was on the X platform, I could be wrong, and he said, "You're next." I don't believe that tweet or post on X was taken down. Elon Musk is a proponent of free speech, but there's not all speech is protected speech, and not all speech should be protected. Listen, the idea of free speech is to be able to engage in debate, to express ourselves. But if speech is being used to organize or directly call for something that is illegal, at some point you have to say, this is the planning of an illegal activity. This is an incitement to violence or a riot. And it becomes difficult to draw the line specifically, but nonetheless, I think we all understand that the line is there at some point. But that's a much different thing than silencing the free exchange of ideas, which is really what this ventures into when it comes to Trump and conservatives who have had problems on these platforms. It is that they want to silence the idea. It's not that now they'll look for excuses and ways to say that you've violated their terms of service so that they can shut you down. But the bottom line is, I don't think there's anything wrong with their terms of service. I think there's something wrong with how these are applied. Now, little breather here as we get close to the end of this, the first segment of the program. Let's talk about something important, my friend. Let's talk about your money. That's a very important thing. Remember, Zig Ziglar once said, money isn't the most important thing in the world, and it's not the most important thing in the world, but it's up there. It's up there. It's reasonably close to oxygen, Zig Ziglar would say. But let's talk about this. You've worked hard for your money. But is it working hard for what you believe in? At 48 Financial, they specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that do not align with your faith and your values, and they'll help create a plan for you that fits your goals and your purpose. And the best part is they'll show you how your current investments, what you have investments in today, how those investments align with your values, to what degree they align with your values. All you have to do is go to 48financial.com/Todd to find out. You take a little assessment. It's easy to do. I did it. You can do it in a few minutes. And they will help you to see if your current investments align with your stated values. Again, that's at 48financial.com/Todd. 48 Financial, helping you align your money with your mission. You know, this is important. I know this is a multi-front battle that we're facing here in this nation today, my friends. We have, I call it the seven pillars of propaganda that we're fighting this battle on. We've got the government, we've got the media, we've got big tech, we've got woke business, we've got science. I don't mean science itself. I mean the people running quote-unquote science in this country, the bureaucrats, the people who are pushing leftist agenda and big government controls and ideologies through these sectors of our society. And we have a battle that we're facing on multiple fronts. One of those is, of course, woke business. If you give your money to businesses who are woke, you're going to end up funding things that are antithetical to what you believe in. They're the opposite of what you believe in. And so this gives you an opportunity. 48 Financial helps you actually find businesses to invest in who are in alignment with what you believe in. And I think that's a pretty cool tool to have, my friends. All right, let's get back to this here really quickly. So many conservatives, when talking about YouTube, when talking about censorship, they'll say that YouTube broke its own rules. In fact, I would find myself in that category. Of course, it's hard to say just carte blanche because on a case-by-case basis, there are conservatives out there. There are liberals out there. There's moderates out there, whoever. Maybe not moderates, but there are people who say things and violate the terms of service all the time. So this is not to say that no one ever violates the terms of service. But the reality is that YouTube wields this discretion that it has in its terms of service, I would say, disproportionately or in a targeted fashion against conservative speech. Now, YouTube's terms, they promise equal enforcement. They promise notice of removals. They promise exceptions for newsworthy and educational content, which they call EDSA. So basically, if it's determined EDSA content, which again is educational, newsworthy content, if your content falls into that, they are supposed to maybe kind of throttle it down, make it available only to audiences over 18 and that sort of thing. But oftentimes, this isn't what happens. They just arbitrarily, in the case of Trump, suspended his account. And Trump's suspension ignored these very rules. By 2025, and I've got to wrap up here in a second, YouTube raised this takedown threshold, quietly admitting over-enforcement, saying we've done things too heavy-handed over the course of time. Now, you could say they had a change of heart, or you could say they realized after the election that things had changed, and instead of being encouraged by an administration to silence speech, they were dealing with an administration that was interested in making sure that they were consistently enforcing and living by their terms of service and policies. So, I have to take a break. Up against the clock here, my friends. You're listening here to the home of conservative Not Better Talk. More to say about this on the other side of the break, my friends. Back here in just a minute.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4/8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Welcome back, my friends. Talking about the YouTube settlement with President Trump. $24.5 million. Now, this is interesting because a lot of people don't understand this issue of free speech. And it's, there's I think, a lot to wrap your head around. But one of the things that people get confused about is who can, I guess, police speech and who cannot. The First Amendment protects us against government censoring our speech. The government can't come in and tell us that we can't say something. Now, under the previous administration, we know for a fact that they were pressuring some of these social media companies into silencing conservative messages and speech online. So the Biden administration, President Bribery, came in and tried to get these companies not to allow certain messages or certain speech on their platforms. So that is just as bad. So directly silencing speech, meaning if the government decides tomorrow to send me a notice and say I can't talk about X or that you can't talk about Y or whatever, that's a violation of your free speech. You can talk about this. The government can't tell you what you can talk about. Now, who can tell you what you can talk about? Well, you have the right. You have the God-given right to say whatever you want to say. There's nothing anybody can do about it. I suppose they can physically restrain you and, you know, put some sort of a device in your mouth that prevents you from speaking the words. But short of that, which that should not be legally acceptable, but short of that, there's no way to stop you from saying what you want to say. People can try to shame you. People can try to intimidate you into shutting up, all that sort of stuff. But when it comes down to it, there's nothing they can do to stop you from saying what you want to say. It is a right. It is a right given to us by our Creator. And so, but if you want to play on certain platforms like YouTube, you agree to what you can do on their platform. In fact, many of us don't take the time to read this. You sign up for an account, you see some, you know, set of rules that's called TOS, Terms of Service, and you scroll through this and you're like, man, I'm not reading all this. There's rules in there that tells you how you can and cannot use their platform, how the rules of the game work. And if you violate their rules, then you can be suspended, and rightfully so. That's what you agreed to. Government can't do this. YouTube, social media groups can't. Now, where this gets tricky is when they try to tell you that it's a free speech platform, but when they silence speech with which they have an opinion about. And that's not the case. Now, there has been, in fact, the PragerU case. It challenged this very notion, and it was the Ninth Circuit, of course, but the Ninth Circuit ruled, I thought it was in my stack here, but basically, the Ninth Circuit ruled that how YouTube markets itself really isn't the legal side of the business. This is their opinion and so forth. And so there wasn't a contradiction of terms by saying, you know, we're in favor of free speech, when in reality they're silencing free speech. I, of course, don't really see it that way. If you're going to say that, if you're going to advertise or promote your company in such a way, then there has to be, I mean, those words mean something. And when you're doing the exact opposite of that, I think that that's worth at least exploring. Anyway, so there's different parts of this that could matter. But the bottom line is the YouTube platform or Meta or TikTok or whoever, whatever their terms of service are, you agree to those. Now, what would happen Blue Sky is an example. I don't know their terms of service, but that's where all these little leftists have gone, who have fled Twitter, fled X, because they don't like Elon Musk. They've fled that, and they've decided that they're going to go to Blue Sky. Now, what happens if Blue Sky, and I'm not saying they have this, but what if Blue Sky's policies are you cannot say anything disparaging or derogatory about Democrats, and you can't say anything complimentary about Republicans? I mean, in one sense, that's their platform. That's the rules of the game, and you can go there if that's the kind of content. Excuse me, my friends. You know, I've shared this time of year is when I have this sinus problem every year. And I'll tell you that I was not doing well the other day, Sunday night. But I feel remarkably better. But every once in a while, I get a little bit of a tickle there, and that interrupted me. So my apologies for that. But back to the issue at hand here. You've got rules that the platform has, and then but the platform, the company has an obligation to live up to those rules. That's their contract. That's their agreement with you, the end user. And so if they start enforcing those things inconsistently, if they start targeting one group over another, then there's valid questions, valid contentions about whether or not the social media platform is acting in good faith, or if they're trying to silence certain speech. I don't think there's any doubt at all. These social media platforms, they're run by, first of all, with the exception of X and Elon Musk, they're run by people who are on the left. Now, they've made a huge movement toward this idea of free speech since Trump's been in office, but that's not so much that they've had a sudden awakening to the importance of free speech, just that they realize that they're in the metaphorical crosshairs and that they're, you know, that there's different levels of scrutiny. When Biden was in office, they were again being pushed, they were being encouraged to silence conservative messages and speech. Now that Trump's in office, the exact opposite is happening, and they don't want to poke the bear of the federal government and all the regulation and stuff that can come. And so they, from my estimation, are looking like they want to play fairly with conservatives, but I don't know that that's the case. In fact, I'm very skeptical that that is the case, because I don't think that they ideologically had a change of heart last night. I'll tell you something that it actually points out to me. It points out, it demonstrates to me just how quickly these things can happen, how things can change. I was told a story when I was a young man that there was a country, or a city, a town in Europe, and I forget which country it was in, back in the days, beginning of World War II, where a group of Jewish citizens and non-Jewish people had been living together for a long, long time. And then Hitler came in and invaded whichever country this town was in. And once they realized that Hitler had overtaken their country, within basically no time at all, the non-Jewish people living in the town basically acted out violently against the Jewish people that lived in that town. And the only thing that changed was who the leader was. Well, of course, the leader was the guy that just invaded. He was reigning over their country. And in the metaphorical blink of an eye, these people who had coexisted and lived beside one another peacefully for a long time suddenly could no longer coexist because of what was permitted, because of what was now suddenly endorsed by the evils of the Nazi regime. And that's how quickly things can happen. That's how quickly things can happen. Don't suddenly think that these folks running these companies are on the side of free speech. They're on the side of doing what's best for their platform, for their stockholders, for their personal earnings, for the growth of their company, for public perception. If the tidal wave, if the the narrative of the day is we're trying to fight back against platforms that silence free speech, you're going to find all these platforms who are going to tell you how much they love and adore free speech. And it might be a short-lived experiment, my friends, but we will find that when things flip back the other direction, that they'll be on the other side of this issue. That is my opinion. We're getting here to the end of this, the second segment. Friends, let me remind you, I talked about this yesterday. If you have a history of high cholesterol yourself or in your family, if you have a history of heart problems, consider taking Solti. It is all natural. It's not a drug, not a medication. You don't need a prescription. You don't need to see a doctor to begin this regimen, this process. But it is an effective way to take care of your heart and keep an eye on your cholesterol. In fact, science has proven. The science is in. You cannot argue with the science, my friends. Taking Solti has a positive impact on your cholesterol. In fact, causing people to have a lower cholesterol. So if you're looking for ways to lower your cholesterol, take care of your heart proactively, you know, maybe you're on a diet that limits certain foods, and some of the impacts of that could mean that it could create a higher cholesterol. If you're worried about that, if you're worried about a family history, if you're just interested in being proactive as you age and taking responsibility for your health, Solti is a great place to start. I take it. It's very simple to do. It's all natural. Two Solti soft gels a day. You take those once together. That is it. Solti.com is the website. S-O-L-T-E-A. Solti.com. Promo code Todd's going to get you 50% off and free shipping to boot. The only thing, my friends, you have to lose are high cholesterol numbers. I've got to take a time out here. You're listening here to Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff. Back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third and final segment of today's program. Maybe you've reached that stage, my friends, where managing money feels more like juggling than just numbers. There's tax planning, there's estate work, investment choices, a whole lot more. That's when Family Office Services can really make a difference. Full Suite Wealth brings all those pieces together into one cohesive strategy. Their Family Office Services give you access to a coordinated team with advanced option strategies, private equity, private credit, legal expertise, you name it. All those things under one roof with Jason and his team. It's about simplifying your financial life, planning for the future, and making sure your legacy stays strong for generations to come. Are you ready for that next level of support? If so, check out FullSuiteWealth.com. That's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy. Secure your future, my friends. All right, last segment here today. I got more to say on the YouTube stuff, but I'm going to have to table that, at least for now, just because I want to talk about this impending government shutdown. I don't know what's going to happen here. I haven't candidly followed this super closely. You know that we were out last week, but we've been down this road a lot. We've been down this road a lot with government shutdowns. The shutdown deadline is midnight. Midnight tonight. And there's some changes here, the way that the Trump administration, and I would say that this is brilliant, because typically what happens if there is a shutdown, staff are furloughed. This is basically just a temporary form of unpaid leave. In fact, they're being paid back pay in most instances. Their benefits remain intact, all that sort of stuff. Since 2019, their back pay actually has been guaranteed. Now, but if this shutdown happens, and I don't know, but if it does happen, instead of being furloughed, at least some, or maybe many, of the employees affected by the shutdown would be RIFT. That's a reduction in force. I first heard about that term when I was a school board member back in the early 2000s. Reduction in force is a permanent layoff. You've lost your position. They've cut the role. It doesn't exist anymore. There's nothing to be furloughed from because the position is gone. There's no extra pay or back pay. There's none of that stuff. The workforce shrinks. So the past shutdowns used furloughs. This one uses, well, Trump's going to try to use a RIF. We'll see if this actually happens. We'll see, because here's the thing. So you've got this balance. You've got the Impoundment Control Act of 1974 that's out there that forces the president to spend appropriated funds. And you've got the fact that the chief executive officer, the CEO of the executive branch, who's the president, he or she has discretion over who to hire and fire ultimately in that branch. Now, Congress has made rules and Congress has set forth or passed this Impoundment Control Act 50 years ago. But the bottom line here is that if you don't fund a certain agency, Trump says, look, you've cut the funding, so therefore I'm going to cut the bureaucracy. That's where this is headed. That's where this is headed if we get past the midnight deadline. So In a weird way, this might be the most consequential potential shutdown that we've had, because if Trump does that, if you get past this deadline and Trump says we're not just furloughing the people that are part, we're gonna rift these parts. You've not, funding doesn't exist right now. I'm only, you know, what keeps Trump having to, not be able to fire large numbers of people in the bureaucratic state is this Impoundment Act. Because if he doesn't spend all the money, he has to go back to Congress and ask them to actually rescind it from the money that they have allocated. Because if they've allocated it, he has to spend it. So if they've allocated a lot of money for staffing and he says we need half the staff and they say we funded more staff, you think about how crazy this is. Really, just from a practical perspective, they've done everything in their power to prevent people like Trump from being able to actually make our government more responsible and more economical. So we're on the hook for all this. But you look at this and you think this is the perfect scenario for Trump to maybe have some of these massive cuts to the bureaucracy. If this goes through, and who knows, but if this goes through, and he rifts positions, now the game has changed. Now Trump can go in with the metaphorical axe and not just the scalpel here, and he can begin to really change the look and the layout of these organizations, these departments of the executive branch. So we will see where this goes, making no predictions here, but that's where Trump is planning to take this. If we do hit the government shutdown tonight at midnight, of course, lawsuits will ensue. This, who knows where this is going to end up. If this ends up in the Ninth Circuit, then you know there's probably a good chance that Trump's going to lose. If this goes to the Supreme Court, I don't know. But this is, again, folks, we're in a position where we have to do everything legally and morally and boldly as we try to fight back against this massive bureaucratic state, this beast that's been created by the lovers of big government over the past decades. But the music's telling me it's time to wrap up, my friends. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Baumann-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.